everyone, welcome to another episode of The Inner Dialogue. I know it's been quite a while since I posted anything, and that is because of many reasons. I stopped because I was like, oh, I think it's time to take a break, create something for season 3, try to switch things up, see what I can improve, and then come back to you all with some better content. And then the pandemic hit. I mean, I guess it was like slowly creeping in, but we just realized that it had crept in enough to take actions about it. So I had to readjust my life. I was told not to come to work, so I had to like start working from home, which I know I'm lucky I can work from home. But for that, I had no way to work at home because I am essentially living in someone else's house, and I didn't really have a setup, so my manager helped me a lot with that. He is amazing, and like, it's been a really supportive company in this situation. So I think like kudos to them, definitely, and definitely very grateful that I can, you know, just sit at home and work. So I have not been in a good space mentally, just because like, it's just me alone in this quarantine. I'm not close to any of my friends or family members, and it was kind of hard. But I think now I'm at a point where I'm like back from it, and I think I'm like getting normalized to the idea of just like living like this. And honestly, like, I don't think it is that bad. Initially it was a shock, but now I'm like, okay, yeah, I can get used to it. So for season 3, what I want to do is create more positive content, or create more content that is, I want to say, more raw, just like me directly about talking about things, like what I think, like right at the internal level. And obviously that's like a lot of the reason why the three of us started this podcast. So what I want to go do from now on is not talk about coronavirus, not talk about something that's already everywhere in your feeds, in your news, and on the radio, on the TV. I want to avoid talking about the pandemic, not because I don't think it's a serious situation. I just want people to hear something that is not very topical or negative, and that can just sort of give you an escape for a few minutes. So that is what season 3 is going to be about, all non-coronavirus content. I just wanted to take one episode just to talk about where I am in the situation and talk about a subset of people that I think are not being talked about a lot, just because like international students are definitely a very small subset, but I think it's kind of scary what's happening right now to all of us, not just the students, but like everyone in the world. And it would be helpful to hear from the decision makers that they know that we exist. I just want to say thanks to all the people working on the front line right now. Like, I cannot believe that last, like, the whole of human race, we have managed to sit at home and let the virus like play out its game and die down. And for the people who have to get up every morning and go out and actually sort of like jump into this whole pandemic, I just want to say thank you, because I know it's scary. I know you have family members who are worried about you. I want you to know that we all are worried about you, and we all really thank you. I don't think any of us, after this is over, would come out unharmed, but I would like to say that once this is over, please, please take the time to relax and heal yourself, because I know what's happening out there is not easy to digest, and whatever you're doing, I just want to say thank you for saving our lives. Okay, so since I'm just sitting at home, just like being alone with myself, I think I can only talk from my experiences and my thought process. And a lot of it, what's happening right now, is the fact that I'm being affected because, first of all, like, I'm an international student. I don't think, like, I know people know that I exist. I just don't think I am really a concern to many of the decision makers, because like me, the international students population in every country is very low. Understandable. But at the same time, I think someone out there really needs to understand that we are kind of hanging in the middle of nowhere. I just want to explain the different situations that many international students are in, and I'm just hoping that someone can relate or someone can understand, and, you know, I don't know, maybe just have sympathy for us, because it's kind of scary. So there are broadly speaking, two groups of international students right now. Few of those who were able to go back to their home country and go back to their families and stay with them. And then the other few who are still staying in, I guess, abroad, like not their home country or in the country where they're studying. So for the people who've gone home, I think they have some concerns which are very valid. And the first is that due to this whole flattening the curve and everything playing out, it is possible that one country recovers way faster than some other country. And some of my friends are now genuinely concerned that now that they're back in their home countries, they don't know when they'll be allowed to get out of it there and like come into their universities down. And I think that is definitely scary, just because, like, let's say Canada recovers within the next 4 months and India takes 8 months to recover. What happens? Like, will universities worry about the students who are stuck back in that country? Because it's possible Canada says, okay, the countries that have not recovered, no one's allowed to come out from there or like come into our country, which makes sense. And I think the students who are sitting at home right now, for them, it's like, what if their visa gets expired? Will they be able to renew it? What if the university moves on, like continues the, I guess, like opens up the university and they are not able to reach there? What would happen? So I think there are like many concerns there. And then for people who have stayed in the country of their university, I think it's super scary because, first of all, many students don't really earn enough to even qualify for some of the funding that the government's providing. Secondly, most of the students are living, either they're living alone or they're living with some other families which they don't really know, or they're living with friends. And when you're living alone and you're quarantined, like, I don't think I should tell this to anyone, living alone, quarantined, can take a toll on your mental health. I'm not saying that living with your family cannot. I can see that being locked off with your family can also definitely have many stressful effects. Let's say you're living with people you don't really know and you're just living like a guest or like a paying guest. I think that is also kind of, I don't know, scary or like stressful, just because, first of all, when all of this started, I did not know if I was going to be kicked out of here or like what would happen if they get it or if I get it. Like, how are we supposed to deal with it? Just because it's not like we're family and it's not like there's any law saving my ass here saying I can't get kicked out or saying I can move out if I'm in fear of my health. And then the other issue is, let's say I decide to go out, like, or like leave my current residence, who is going to rent the apartment to me at this time when things are scary? Things are scary for everyone. If you're living with friends, I think that is one of the best situations you can be in right now. You have someone to support you mentally, someone to help you out, and I think that is pretty cool. But I think one thing that is definitely affecting all international students and like all students right now is their financial situation, just because, okay, just to give it out plainly, every student right now is scared about graduating, is scared about their classes, is scared about their financial situation. And yes, they should be. Like, I think none of us know what's going to happen, but I have faith in the system that all of us will, I guess, come out from the other side, hopefully, somehow. I know that might not be true and I'm just being overly optimistic, but that's the best I can do right now so that I can stay sane. But international students pay three times the fees, at least in Canada, pay three times the fees that local students pay. So, for example, my friends are paying 8K per year or per semester. I'm paying 24K. And my tuition fees has been paid by my savings for the past two or three semesters. And now I'm scared that I won't be able to save up enough for my next one, just because I don't think I'm getting any more internships after this. Like, the internship market is going to go down. The part-time market is going to go down. So I don't think I'll be able to save enough for my next semester's tuition fees. And that will be my last semester. And I'm genuinely scared about that because I don't want to, like, I'm so close to graduating. Like, I don't know what's going to happen. And that is very scary. But yeah, So that's scary. And then there are many students who only, like, who were paying paycheck to paycheck. So, like, let's say they work part-time. Whatever money they got in their account, that's how they survived for that month. And now, you can't. Like, now you're unable to do that. So, and you still don't qualify for the funding that the government's providing to people who've lost their jobs, just because your job wasn't really a full-time job and you didn't earn enough to even qualify for those fundings. So that is definitely something that I think the government's aware of it. I don't think they've just reached like a solution for it. And there are many of my friends who don't have their next month's rent. And their parents, so some of my friends' parents, including my parents actually, do not know how to do online banking. My parents generally do not know how to log into their account and send money. And they always go to the branch to do it. I do not feel comfortable asking my dad, who is in a critical age group for this virus, to step out and go and send me money. I don't know if he can, I don't know if he cannot, but like asking him to go risk his life just to send me money kind of feels bad. Like I'd rather just, I don't know, go out in the streets and beg. I know that sounds like really low, but I know for a fact that my dad fits right into the criteria of the people who are getting severely affected by this virus. So I think there are many things that we haven't discussed yet, especially when it comes to international students. And I'm hopeful that these discussions will come up eventually. I just hope that they're sooner than later. Anyway, so that's all I had to speak about, just like given exposure to what international students are going through and everything. But yeah, now, before I leave, I just want to leave you all with a list of things to do to keep yourself sane in this hour, or like, in this pandemic. And honestly, personally, this is something I found so relaxing and so cathartic, is watching TikToks. And I think one thing I definitely like about TikTok is the fact that they show you videos related to who you are. Like, they'll eventually pick up on like, okay, so you like these videos, and they'll show you more of that. And I think that is very interesting, because now, like, every day it's like evolving my TikTok feed, and it's very interesting to see that, because I think I started with only like queer TikTok, and now I've moved to like doctors and nurses and Indian people talking about their culture. And I think that is very fascinating, and I'm getting exposed to all these different things, which is amazing. Second thing on my list to keep myself sane is creating TikToks. I personally haven't, like, I'm camera shy, so I haven't really made a TikTok, but I would recommend that you maybe practice a TikTok dance and create a TikTok. Just try to make something small using your creativity. It doesn't really have to be a TikTok. You could write a poem, or you could write a song. But I would highly recommend that you do something creative. The third one kind of combines into this, but I would say like read or write or consume media. And I think the reason I'm saying consume media comes with an asterisk, but it's that a lot of the internet and the TV, all they're doing is just talking about the pandemic, which is good, which is what we need. But as an individual, it can affect our mental health a lot just to keep getting those messages. So I highly urge you all to go online. What's something that is not related to the pandemic? What's something that makes you laugh? What's something that makes you feel fuzzy? And what's something that makes you feel more human? Because at this point, we need to know that we're not alone in this battle, and everyone else around us also has the same feelings as us. Another thing I want to add is that all of us, now, especially now more than ever, should make an attempt to call our friends and family, especially if you know if someone's living alone. Give them a call, just ask them how they're doing, and just, you know, try to talk about something beyond this pandemic. Another one on my list is exercising. And I think one thing that people that hear exercising and sort of just move back from it is that they imagine exercising to be this hardcore workout. It doesn't have to be that. It can be you climbing the stairs of your house 2 or 3 times, or it can be you just dancing to a song, exercising is not something which requires you to sweat. It's just something that requires you to move. And the last thing on my list, but it is not the least in any way possible, is take this time to thank the people on the front line. And I'm not only saying this for them, I'm also saying this for you. When you see how much other people are trying to keep all of us alive, it gives you hope. It gives me hope that we are not alone. We have the bright minds to help us with this. And the best we can do is stay at home and wash our hands. So I really hope wherever you are, in whatever situation, you have someone to talk to, you're taking care of yourself, you're washing your hands, and you will hear from me next week with some non-coronavirus content. But if you do want a scientific resource for a coronavirus content, I highly, highly recommend the podcast Science Versus. Till then, stay safe and take care of yourself. Bye.